pregame coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. And joining me, baseball skipper of the OABCIG Falcons, Tyler Johnson. And first, Coach, before we get into what this season's looked like so far in the three games you've played, talk about the little bit on the off season and a little bit of the preseason, if you will, of what you were seeing from your team and what they might have improved on the most coming into the season.
We had a very similar off-season program as we've had in the past. One of the biggest differences is that we've had a lot more numbers showing up and committing to that in the winter months when the state allows us to begin throwing with our kids. They've come in, they've put in really great work. One of the things that have been super successful with the state being able to implement us sometimes for more hitting. We got off to a pretty decent start this spring, especially when we were using our 15 days there to do that. One of the things that we compete with the most, like most small schools across the state, is of course that overlap with track season. A lot of our athletes are tracksters as well, so it's been a unique, although be it somewhat frustrating at times, kind of overlap there trying to get everybody to practice. But we've had a lot of great new young faces step up in their absence and make big contributions here in our first week of gameplay last week.
You talk about that overlap. What are some of the things you work with your team? I mean, you know at the beginning, you know, last week kind of especially, you're going to have that overlap. How do you prepare your team for those first couple games of the season?
I mean, it's all about great communication with the great coaching staff that we have here at OABCIG with the track coaches, and communicate and make sure that, you know, as we're getting our season ramped up, they're kind of ramping up for the state track meet, and just kind of trying to make sure that our track athletes are taken care of while still trying to take care of some fundamental things at baseball as well. And then it's just about, you know, knowing your roster and the guys that are going to be present and make sure they're getting live at-bats and getting their fundamentals down to play, maybe in some other guys' at.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. Again, chatting OABCIG Baseball with head coach Tyler Johnson. And now we switch to the season. You guys are off to a 2-1 start. Talk about your last couple games last weekend. You beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 5-3, fueled by a big third inning. And then you take care of East Sac County 10-2 in the first two games last week.
It really comes down to when we got up to Hartley there for the opener. It was just about really putting balls in play. We didn't really do that a whole lot through the first two innings. Just kind of seemed like some first game jitters. And we had a lot of kids that, you know, were making appearances because we didn't have our state track kids those nights. And I think the nerves kind of got to them a little bit. And then when they got settled in there by the third inning, we started putting some more balls in play. And the runs at that point just kind of take care of themselves. It was the same thing later that week with ESAC here at home. You know, we tended to put the ball in play a lot that night, and the runs came fast and furious that night as well. Would like to just especially note Kyle Spots, one of the seniors on our team, stepped up and pitched a big game for us that night, throwing all seven and just 91 pitches, which was really something special to see.
Game to this week where you guys took on MVAOCOU, the Rams, and fell short 4-0. What were you seeing in that game? They held you to three hits. And the Rams didn't have many more hits than that, just six. What were you seeing in that? They kind of got their runs, one here, a couple there, and then another one later in the game.
It was the opposite tale that we had against ESAC, where we were putting a lot of balls in play. Colby Scott, you got to tip your cap to him from MVAO, pitched just a lights-out game to us. It was the first night that we had all of our track athletes back. So it was their kind of first game, and you kind of saw those jitters come out. But I think Colby Scott for MVAO wrapped up something like 16 strikeouts, and when you're not able to put the ball in play like that, that zero is kind of hard to scratch off the scoreboard. For the runs that they were scoring, yeah, it seemed to be just a little bit here and a little bit there. Guy got on via a walk, would miss a cutoff guy, and a guy scores another one. You know, a funky hop off of our catcher's mask with the guy on third allowed the runner to score from third. So played a pretty solid defensive game overall. Just ran into one heck of a pitcher from Colby Scott there, and just had kind of trouble solving that puzzle.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. And now you flip to tonight against Woodbury Central. a team that historically has kind of had your guys' number. Last year was an extra inning game you guys fell short in. What are some things you're seeing from them, or what would you like to see your team do tonight? You know, Woodbury Central's off to a 1-1 start, but obviously only just a couple games in the books. What are you looking for in tonight's matchup?
Tell the tape will just kind of be like I've said already, just about trying to put the ball in play when we're up to bat. And if we don't for one inning, it's going to be all about heart and just trying to compete. That's something that we really, really try to stress here, is that when we get in the box that we are just competing. You know, the first two strikes, we like to say, are for yourself, but then that third one's for your teammates. And you got to kind of owe it to them to try to do whatever it is that you can to compete to put that ball in play.
Sounds good, Coach. Thank you for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Pregame coverage continues. That was OABCIG baseball head coach Tyler Johnson. We'll look at some of the stats, crunch some numbers, and get you ready for first pitch. It's around the corner on KKIA.